All right, let's dive in. Today we're exploring the intriguing life and career of Afro Man, the rapper who blended comedy, cannabis, and social commentary. Welcome to Know It Sharp with Ivy Sharp. I'm Ivy Sharp. Here's what you need to know today. 7 facts about Afro Man, the multifaceted musician. Master the musical milestones of Afro Man's amazing adventure. Fact number 1. Because I Got High became a late 2001 hit after spreading via Napster and The Howard Stern Show. It even earned a 2002 Grammy nomination for Best Rap Solo Performance. Context. This path from file sharing to shock jock radio captures a turning point when digital buzz could rocket a niche track into mainstream culture. Test question. Which show helped popularize Because I Got High? Correct answer. The Howard Stern Show. Memory aid. Stern Show spread the Afro Man flow. Next up, fact number 2. Afro Man, born Joseph Edgar Foreman in July 1974 in Los Angeles, built a career blending comedy rap, cannabis culture, and social commentary. Context. LA is a cultural crossroads, and that mix fed his humorous, satirical style and broad appeal. Test question. Where was Afro Man born? Correct answer. Los Angeles. Memory aid. Afro Man from LA blends humor in his play. Moving on. Fact number 3. In 2001, Universal signed Foreman to a 6-album deal and released The Good Times. By 2004, he pivoted to independent, internet-based releases. Context. That move shows how online distribution gave artists more control and direct access to fans. Test question. Which label signed Afro Man in 2001? Correct answer, Universal. Memory aid, Universal in 2001, then Online Fun. All right, let's continue. Fact number 4. In 2014, Afro Man remixed Because I Got High to advocate for cannabis legalization across the United States. Context. The remix tapped into shifting public attitudes and turned a stoner comedy hit into policy advocacy. Test question. What did the 2014 remix of Because I Got High advocate for? Correct answer. Cannabis legalization. Memory aid. 2014. High time for cannabis green. Next up, fact number 5. In August 2022, Adams County, Ohio deputies raided Foreman's home. No evidence was found, and he later turned his home security footage into viral music videos like Will You Help Me Repair My Door? And Lemon Pound Cake. Context. He converted a personal legal ordeal into public-facing art and civil liberties commentary. Test question. Where did the 2022 raid on Afro Man's home occur? Correct answer. Adams County, Ohio. Memory aid. Adams raid in 2022. Viral videos ensue. Let's keep it rolling. Fact number 6. In December 2022, his campaign manager announced Afro Man's run for the 2024 U.S. presidential election, and he focused on inflation, housing, law enforcement corruption, and marijuana legalization. Context. This step shows him channeling musical activism into direct political advocacy. Test question. When did Afro Man announce his presidential run? Correct answer. December 2022. Memory aid. December 2022. Afro Man's presidential debut. Now let's move forward. Fact number 7. In March 2023, Adams County deputies sued Foreman over the raid videos. The case advanced on defamation and false light claims. Context. It highlights the tension between artistic expression and privacy rights, especially when speech critiques public officials. Test question. How many deputies sued Afro Man in 2023? Correct answer. 7. Memory aid. 7 deputies in 2023. Legal fight of artistry. Quick recap. Here's what you need to know. Test question. Which show helped popularize Because I Got High? Correct answer. The Howard Stern Show. Test question. Where was Afro Man born? Correct answer. Los Angeles. Test question. Which label signed Afro Man in 2001? Correct answer. Universal. Test question. What did the 2014 remix advocate for? Correct answer? Cannabis legalization. Test question. Where did the 2022 raid occur? Correct answer. Adams County, Ohio. Test question. When did he announce his presidential run? Correct answer? December 2022. Test question. How many deputies sued in 2023? Correct answer. 7. That's a wrap for today. You've got the top 7 facts down, and with these key details, you're ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park. Great work. We'll continue soon.